After the devastating passing of his beloved wife Sarah, the Torah describes how Avraham not only cries over and eulogizes Sarah, but then begins the process of securing a proper burial place for his wife. V'yakam Avraham al pnei meso v'yadaber el b'nei ches lemor. He approaches the b'nei ches and he says the following: Ger v'toshav anochi imachem. I am an alien, a visitor, but also a citizen or a resident with you. Tnu li echuzas kever imachem v'akbara meisi me'lefanai. Please give me this place, a grave where I can bury my wife Sarah. The phrase that Avram chooses to describe himself as both a ger v'toshav is a very difficult one. After all, it seems to be contradictory. The phrases seem to be mutually exclusive. A ger means a stranger. A toshav means a resident or a citizen. One can be a ger, one can be a toshav. But how could one be both of these at the same time? Rashi actually quotes two interpretations. Rashi's first interpretation is simply that it means I am a ger coming from another land, but now I'm a toshav, I've settled among you. Rashi then quotes what he describes as a midrashic explanation, that is to say, I can be either or. If you want, I'll be like a guest, like a ger, and I'll pay for the land, but if you're not willing to sell it to me, then I will act like a toshav, like a resident, and I'll take it without paying for it, since it is really my right, as Hashem has promised me this land. Either interpretation of Rashi assumes that, as we said, one can't be both at the same time. And therefore Rashi, in both of his interpretations, somewhat reinterprets these phrases in order to harmonize them. However, in a celebrated drasha, delivered initially in 1964, Rav Soloveitchik explained this phrase in a very different way. And his beautiful thoughts are included in the celebrated work of Rav Avram Bezdin, summarized in the volume 1 of his Reflections of the Rav. And there, in the Rav's voice, we learn the following. Soloveitchik suggested, unlike Rashi, that in fact Avram was saying that he is both a ger and a toshav at the same time. And, said the Rav, not only was Avram describing his current situation, but in fact was reflecting and expressing the dual status of Jews throughout the ages, who, like Avram at that moment, lived in predominantly non-Jewish societies. On the one hand, Avram was saying, I am a toshav, I am a resident, I am a citizen. I care, like every other citizen, about the welfare of society. I'm involved in digging wells and other acts of commerce. I'm a patriot, advancing the common good. As citizens, and like Avraham, Jews assume social and political obligation to contribute to the general welfare of society, joining as brothers with their fellow citizens and shouldering responsibility. The Rav marshaled as support for this a number of sources, including a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Kavtes, we read that the Navi tells us, Dirshu es shalom ha'ir, asher heglesi eschem shama. You should be pursuing the peace and the betterment of the city, wherever it is, Hashem says, that I have sent you to live, heglesi shama. And similarly, in Tarshav Alpeh, we read in the Mishnah, in Perek Yavos, in the third chapter, Hevi mispalel b'shlomo shalmachus. Every Jew, in whichever society he finds himself, whichever country he lives, should be davening for the welfare and the success of that society. All of that is on the one hand. We are a toshav. However, we are also a ger, a stranger, a visitor, a guest. This, said Rav Soloveitchik, describes the Jews from a religious realm. No matter how connected we are politically and otherwise, on a spiritual and religious level, we always remain a stranger. We have a unique bris, a unique covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It started with Avraham, and it was consecrated at Sinai 3,000 plus years ago. We have a unique identity with unique responsibilities, which inevitably set the Jews apart. In fact, in the insightful words of none other than Bilam, we read, Hein am levadad yishkon. No matter where we are, no matter where we live, we are always a nation that lives alone, that lives apart. Rav Soloveitchik, having established the ability for these two ideas to coexist, is then critical of anyone who chooses one over the other, who thinks that a Jew can live as just one or the other. Especially, said Rav Soloveitchik, he's upset at those secular Jews who have, in his words, purchased their acceptance into general society by abandoning their unique roots and identity. And what is this unique identity? How can we summarize it in a few salient points? Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following. We are a ger in the following three critical ways. First are the mitzvos, which set us apart in the realm of deed. Secondly, are our emunos videos, our doctrines and beliefs, which are certainly different in our conception of God, conception of the world, various aspects of morality. We have simply different beliefs. And last but not least, Rav Soloveitchik added, in our future expectations in the coming of Mashiach and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Other religions, as we know, also have beliefs of a Messiah and eschatology. But ours are completely different than theirs. And we part from polite society, even if we generally support and are involved with them, even if we are a toshav with them. But we part in these three critical ways. We are constantly and always a ger in these three ways. Our mitzvos, our emunos, and our vision for the future. It is worth noting in conclusion that this inspiring life message that Avraham communicates in this brief phrase, this message for Jews throughout history, and especially those living in the Gola, it's the order I would suggest is particularly deliberate and fits beautifully with Rav Soloveitchik's idea. We are ger v'toshav. Yes, we have to be both, but ger comes first. First, we have to remember that we're different. First, we have to remember our unique roots, our unique past, our unique future, and our unique destiny. Only when we realize first that we are a ger can we truly be a toshav. With mutual respect, they for us and us for them, can we join shoulder to shoulder in advancing the cause of society wherever we find ourselves.